The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 27, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 4th, 2008, in Riga, Latvia.
So today we're going to read from Bhagavad Gita chapter number 9, text number 27.
No Bhagavad Gita's 9th nodaļas 27. pantu šodien lasīsim.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om namo
Yat karoshi yadashnasi Yat johoshi dadasi yat
Yat
tapasyasi kaunteya Tat kadushva madarpanam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. Purport. Thus it is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone has to work for the maintenance of his body and soul together. And Krishna recommends herein that one should work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live. Therefore, he should accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious ritualistic ceremonies. Therefore, Krishna recommends, do it for me. And this is called archana. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays, people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours a day by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra round his beads, note, he is surely the greatest meditator and the greatest yogi as substantiated by the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So, you do things, don't you?
Jūs taču veicat dažādas lietas, vai ne?
Does anybody here not do things?
Vai kāds ir šeit, es neko nedaru?
Everybody's doing something at every minute, isn't it?
Katrs kaut ko dara ik vienu minūti, vai ne tā?
It's like now you're sitting in this room.
Piemēram, šobrīd jūs sēžat šajā istabā.
Everyone's doing something at every minute.
Katrs dara kaut ko katru minūti.
If they're not doing one thing, they're doing another thing.
Ja viņš nedara kādu vienu lietu, tad viņš dara citu.
So doing is something that everybody is good at.
Darīšana, tas ir kaut kas tāds, ko katrs lieliski prot.
Everybody knows how to do something.
Katrs zina, kā kaut ko darīt.
For you it may be one thing.
Jums tā var būt viena lieta.
For someone else it is something else.
Kādam citam tas ir kaut kas cits.
But everybody is busy doing something.
Bet katrs ir aizņemts darot kaut ko.
Someone may be sleeping.
Kāds var būt guļ.
That's also doing something.
Tas arī kaut kā darīšana.
Somebody may be eating.
Kāds var būt ēd.
Somebody may be walking down the street.
Kāds var būt staigā uz pa ielu.
Somebody may be earning some money at their job.
Kāds var būt pelna naudu savā darbā.
Everybody is doing something 24 hours a day.
Katrs kaut ko dara 24 stundas diennaktī.
So, if you will simply take your natural tendency to do something at every minute, and you will connect that with
Krishna,
you will become the perfect yogi. You will become transcendental to this material existence. You do not have to stop doing things. Just as you are doing things now, you keep doing things.
Tas, kā jūs šobrīd darāt lietas, turpiniet tās darīt.
But instead of doing it for yourself now, do it for Krishna.
Bet tā vietā, lai darīt to sev, tagad turpiniet darīt to Krishna.
If you will make that one simple slight adjustment in your consciousness,
un ja jūs veiksiet šo vienu lielu nevielo izmaiņu savā apziņā,
you will find it is like a switch, that by switching the whole world will become turned on.
Ja jūs redzēsiet, ka tas ir pilnīgi tā kā tāds slēdzis, kur ieslēdzot, visa pasaule izmainās.
So, do you want to remain in the darkness?
Vai jūs vēlaties palikt tumsā?
Or do you want to come into the realm of light?
Vai jūs vēlaties nonākt gaismas mājvietā?
You tell me, what do you want?
Pasakiet man, ko jūs vēlaties?
If everybody, whoever wants darkness, say darkness.
Tie, kas vēlas tumsa, sakiet, tumsa.
Whoever wants light, say light. Jai, very good. Okay, everybody wants light. That's very good. It is Vedic injunction. Tamasiva jyotirgama. Do not remain in the darkness, come to the light. So the good news is this. My spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, has forced my eyes open with the torchlight of knowledge.
Mans garīgais skolotājs Šrīla Prabhupāda, viņš atvēra manas acis ar zināšanu lāpu.
Not only has He forced my eyes open with that torch,
ne tikai viņš atvēra manas acis ar šo zināšanu lāpu,
but He has handed me the torch also.
Bet arī viņš nodeva man šo lāpu.
And he said, now you force their eyes open also.
Un viņš teica, un tagad atver viņiem acis.
Just as I have forced your eyes open, now you force their eyes open.
Tieši tāpat, kā es atveru tavas acis, atver viņiem acis.
So I have come here to Latvia.
Un es esmu ieradies šeit Latvijā.
For one purpose and one purpose only.
Tikai vienu un vienīgu iemeslu dēļ.
I want to force your eyes open with the torchlight of knowledge.
Es vēlos atvert jūsu acis ar zināšanu lāpu.
So, my humble request is this.
Un mans pazemīgs lūgums ir sekojošs.
Please take it.
Lūdzu, pieņemiet to.
Because if you do,
tāpēc, ja jūs tā izdarīsiet,
you will enter into an eternal existence which is full of knowledge and full of bliss.
Tad jūs iesiet mūžīgā esamībā, kas ir pilna zināšanām un svētlēm.
You will escape a temporary, miserable, ignorant existence in the cave of material existence.
Jūs izbeigsiet no šīs te laicīgās esamības tumsībā un ciešanās.
Do you want misery?
Vai jūs vēlaties ciešanas?
Or do you want nectar?
Vai jūs vēlaties nektāru?
Your choice.
Jūs izvēle.
If you want the nectar,
ja vēlaties nektāru,
you have come to the right place.
Jūs esat atnākuši uz pareizo vietu.
Prabhupāda has given me an unlimited ocean of nectar.
Prabhupāda man ir devis neierobežotu nektāru okeānu.
And he has told me to share it with everybody.
Un viņš man ir teicis, dalies ar to ar visiem.
So if you want the nectar,
ja vēlaties nektāru,
if you want to taste nectar every second, 24 hours a day,
ja vēlaties baudīt nektāru katru sekundi 24 stundas diennaktī,
I've got it for you.
Es esmu to jums sagādājis.
You just have to hear very carefully what I'm saying.
Jums vienkārši uzmanīgi jāklausās to, ko es saku.
And carefully follow my instructions.
Rūpīgi jāseko maniem norādījumiem.
If you do that, you will enter into a world of unlimited bliss.
Un ja jūs tā darīsiet, jūs iesiet bezgalīgas svētlaimes pasaulē.
You will enter into the spiritual sky.
Jūs iesiet garīgajās debesīs.
Where people never die.
Kur cilvēki nekad nemirst.
Where people always stay high.
Kur cilvēki vienmēr ir pacilāti.
On the transcendental bliss of Lord Sri Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, that is where it's at. That's where the next. That's a saying, and they say in English, that's where it's at. In other words, that's where the real nectar is. You just have to take shelter of the name. Why the name? Because the name Krishna and the person Krishna are one and the same. There is no difference between Krishna and his name.
Nav starpības starp Krishna un viņa vārdu.
Do you want to personally meet God?
Vai vēlties personīgi satikt Dievu?
That person who controls and owns everything.
To cilvēku, to personību, kam pieder un kas kontrolē visu.
Would you like to associate personally with the Supreme Person who is the source of all existence?
Vai jūs vēlties personīgi viedroties ar to personību, kas ir visu avots?
You can do it very easily. Do you know how? He has appeared in the form of his name. And if you will chant his name with love, he will dance on your tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He is known as Gaur Nataraj, the king of the dancers. And he will dance on your tongue. So, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we are teaching you how to enjoy life without any limitation.
Mēs mācam jums, kā baudīt dzīvi bez jebkādiem ierobežojumiem.
We are teaching you how to enjoy unlimited bliss at every second.
Mēs mācam, kā baudīt bezgalību svētlaimi ik sekundi.
It doesn't matter if you're young.
Nav svarīgi, esat jauns.
Or old.
Vai vecs.
Healthy.
Slims.
Sick.
Vai slims.
A genius.
Genies.
Or a stupid moron.
Vai pilnīgs idiots.
Whatever you may be.
Vai,
if you will simply chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You will become completely enlightened and enlivened with transcendental bliss.
Jūs tapsiet pilnībā apskaidrots un iedvesmots ar pārpasaulīgu svētlaimi.
Every moment of your existence will be a great thrilling adventure.
Un katrs jūsu eksistences brīdis būs tāds trīsam bagāts moments.
And every day will get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter.
Un katru dienu kļūs arvien saldāk un saldāk un saldāk.
You will be more wealthy than the wealthiest men of this world.
Jūs būsiet bagātāks par visbagātāko šīs pasaules cilvēku.
So why remain a pauper?
Kāpēc tad palikt nabagam?
If you chant Hare Krishna with love,
jūs skandēsiet Hare Krishna ar mīlestību,
you become more wealthy than the wealthiest man of the whole universe.
Jūs kļūsiet par visbagātāks nekā visbagātākais cilvēks visā visumā.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This process works.
Šis process darbojas.
If you work the process,
ja jūs strādājat pie procesa,
you simply have to chant the name and take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master who delivers the name to you. If you will do this, you will become so happy you wouldn't believe that so much happiness could be tasted in Riga. So why not take it? You see? Why not take it? You know what amazes me more than anything? This process is so easy. It's so sublime. It's so unlimitedly nectarian. I can't understand why the whole world hasn't surrendered to Krishna today. I just can't understand why the whole world hasn't come to this movement. Where are the prime ministers? Where are the presidents? Where are the kings? Where are the great leaders of the world? Why are they not here? It amazes me that they haven't come. Because we have the knowledge which will lead the entire world out of chaos. If they would simply take it. Therefore, we are trying to take the leadership on this planet. Not by guns. Not by terrorism. But by education. Raja Vijaraja Guyam Pavitamidamutamam Prachakshavagamam Dharamyam Shushukam Kratamavyayam. This knowledge is the king of education. It is the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge. And because it gives direct perception of the self by realization. It is the perfection of religion. And it is joyfully performed. The exact Sanskrit word and used in this connection is susukam. Sukam means happiness. But susukam, very happy. So that is Krishna consciousness. And we hope you all will take it. If you will take this Krishna consciousness, if you will today in your heart accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that you are His eternal servant, and you're willing to fully dedicate your life in His service under the direction of His pure devotee, if you will make this commitment today in your heart and try to act on this commitment from now on for the rest of your life, I absolutely guarantee that at the end of this lifetime you will go back to home, back to Godhead. So now it's up to you. Whether you will take my offer or reject it. Now that I've told you these words, you can do what you like. You have complete freedom to be whatever you want to be. You can try to be your body if you want. You can try to be a boy, you can try to be a girl. You can try to be a Latvian, you can try to be a Russian. You can try to be an American. try to be this or that.
Šis vai tas.
But I guarantee you this.
Es garantēju lūko.
You will be a miserable failure.
Jūs būsiet zaudētājs.
Because that body is not you.
Tāpēc, ka šis ķermenis nav.
It is just a covering of the self.
Tas ir vienkārši jūsu patības apvalks.
So instead of trying to be something that you're not,
tāpēc tā vietā, lai mēģinātu būt tas, kas jūs nesat,
why not make life simple?
Kāpēc nepadarīt dzīvi vienkārši?
Just be who you are. An eternal spiritual being in quality, one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mūžīga, garīga būtne, kas pēc savām īpašībām ir vienāda ar Dievu.
That is our humble request to you.
Tas ir mūsu pazemīgs lūgums jums.
Just be who you are.
Vienkārši esat tas, kas jūs esat.
Don't try to be something that you're not.
Nemēģiniet būt tas, kas jūs neesat.
That's a really stupid thing to do, you know.
Tā ir ļoti muļķīga lieta.
Just try to be, just understand who you are and try to be who you are.
Vienkārši saprotiet, kas jūs esat, un centieties būt tas, kas jūs esat.
That is our philosophy in a nutshell.
Un tā ir mūsu filozofija izteikto kodolīgi.
If anybody asks you, what do those Hare Krishna people believe in?
Cilvēki jautā, kam gan tic šie Hare Krishna cilvēki?
You can just say, know who you are and be who you are.
Un jūs varat atbildēt, zināt, kas tu esi, un būt tas, kas tu esi.
What gentleman would not want to know who he is?
Kāds gan gentleman, kurš gan gentlemans nevēlētu zināt, kas viņš ir?
Only a lunatic would want to know who he is.
Vienkārši trakais nevēlētu zināt, muļķis pilnīgs, kas viņš ir.
And after you know who you are, who wouldn't want to be who they are?
Un pēc tam, tad, kad tu zini, kas tu esi, kurš gan nevēlētos būt tas, kas viņš ir?
Especially when you find out that you're eternal, full of bliss and knowledge.
Īpaši tad, ja jūs uzzināt, ka jūs esat mūžīgs, zināšanu un svētlājums pilns.
Who would want to be something else?
Kas gan vēlētos būt kaut kas cits? Kurš gan vēlētos būt kaut kas cits?
This Krishna consciousness is just plain old common sense.
Tas šī Krishnas apziņa, apziņas kustība vienkārši veselais saprāts.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that chanting Hare Krishna is the greatest benefit you can ever get in the whole material world.
Nav jābūt nekādam raķešu konstruktoram, lai saprastu, ka šī ir visizcilākā no visām zinātnēm.
I mean, it's better than winning the lottery.
Un tas ir labāk nekā vinēt loterijā.
So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, I would like to ask you this.
Un tagad es vēlums jautāt jums lūko.
Do any of you have any questions?
Vai jums ir kādi jautājumi?
This is your last chance because I'm leaving tomorrow for Lithuania.
Tāpēc šī ir jūsu pēdējā iespēja, jo rīt no rīta es dodos uz Lietuvu.
So if you have any questions, raise your hand and I'll try to answer them.
Ja jums ir kādi jautājumi, paceliet roku, es centīšos atbildēt.
Don't be shy.
Nekautrēties.
The only stupid question is the one you didn't ask.
Vienīgais smuļīgais, vismuļīgākais ir jautājums, tas, ko jūs nepajautājat.
Вы в лекции сказали, что для того, чтобы стать счастливым, нам нужно просто взять и переключить что-то немножко в нашем сознании. Но наше сознание обусловлено большим опытом материальной жизни, и это не так просто переключить это сознание. То есть, как бы желание наслаждаться в этом мире, оно все-таки доминирует и включается обратно. То есть, что вы можете сказать?
Jūs teicāt, ka vienkārši ir kaut kas jāpārslēdz mūsu apziņā, lai izjustu šo te laimi, bet mūsu apziņa, viņa ir pārklāta ar visu notikumiem, kas ir bijuši ar pieredzi, mūsu dzīves pieredzi, un nav tik viegli nemaz pārsteigt šos lietas apziņā. Ko jūs ieteikt, jā? Ja? You mentioned that there is only, we should only switch something.
Yes, there is a switch that you, when you flip that switch, the whole world will be turned on, yes. There's that switch, yeah.
But the problem is that our consciousness is covered by our experience, and it's...
You can't find the switch, you're groping in the dark for the switch, that's the problem.
Yeah, problem ir tā, ka jūs nevarat atrast to slēdzi. And question...
That's why you need a spiritual master.
Question was what to do. Tāpēc jums ir nepieciešams garīgais skolotājs.
So he can guide you straight to the switch.
Kurš jūs novedīs tieši līdz tam slēdzim.
If you try to do it on your own, you can grope around in the darkness for millions of lifetimes.
Un ja jūs, ja jūs mēģināsiet to darīt pats saviem spēkiem, tad jūs to varat tāt censties tā miljoniem dzīvi bez, bez rezultāta.
Yes, that answered it? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Kas ir pareizi jādara, kas ir jādara, lai, lai revolūcija notiktu, lai notiktu spēcīga revolūcija. You mentioned, Mamahatu, you mentioned that spiritual revolution.
Yes.
And, but could you tell something more about what exactly we should do to make this revolution to happen and to happen at very... make it very powerful.
Yes, here is a way that you, here is the guaranteed way that you can revolutionize this entire planet.
Look here, garantēt ceļš, kā jūs varat revolucionizēt visu pasauli.
Start your revolution right here in your heart.
Sāciet šo revolūciju šeit, savā sirdī.
You beg Krishna to, that you can become his pure devotee.
Lūdziet Krishna, lai jūs varat kļūt par tīru viņa bhakti.
You intensely beg him every day that you can become his pure devotee.
Intensīvi lūdziet viņu katru dienu, lai jūs kļūtu par tīru viņu vaktu.
Do you know the prayer by which you can beg Krishna to become his pure devotee intensely every day?
Vai jūs zināt šo te, šo te lūkšanu, kas jums ir jālūdz katru dienu intensīvi, lai jūs varētu jālūdz Krishna, lai kļūtu par viņu vaktu?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So you begin your world revolution right here in your heart. To whatever extent you can elevate your consciousness, Krishna will empower you to elevate the global consciousness.
Krishna pilnvaros attīstīt globālo apziņu. Pilnvaros jūs attīstīt globālo apziņu.
So if you can achieve pure bhakti,
ja jūs sasniegsiet tīru bhakti,
you will single-handedly be able to revolutionize this entire universe.
Jūs ar vienu roku mierīgi varēt, ar vienu roku to revolūciju varēsiet veikt visā pasaulē.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums. Mēs atrodamies materiālo gunu ietekmē. Ko nozīmē iziet ārpus šo gunu ietekmes? We are under control of the modes of material nature. What does it mean to get out of this control?
Yes, just like sometimes someone may tie you up with ropes.
Dažkārt kāds var jūs sasiet ar stritiem.
Someone may come and tie you up hand and feet with ropes. You cannot go anywhere. But if some friend comes with a sword and he cuts through those ropes, then you now are free man. So, the Sanskrit word guna means vod and it also means rope.
Un Sanskrit vārds guna nozīmē,
what was first meaning? Bow?
Mode, like the modes of nature.
Jā. Un Sanskrit vārds guna, viņam divas nozīmes. Viena nozīme, viena nozīme.
Right now you are bound tightly by three types of rope.
Un viena nozīme ir striķis, un jūs šobrīd esat trīs veidus striķiem sasieti.
Tama rope, Raja rope, and Sattva rope.
Ar šādiem striķiem jūs esat sasieti trīs veidus.
You're tied up very tightly with these ropes. But just as a man who is tied up becomes freed by someone who comes with a sharp sword and cuts those ropes, the spiritual master brings his sword to cut those ropes that are binding you.
Tieši tāpat garīgais skolotājs nāk ar zobenu un pārcērt šos striķus.
Do you know what is that sword?
Jūs zināt, kas tas ir par zobenu?
That is called transcendental knowledge.
Tas ir pārpasaulīgas zināšanas.
The spiritual master cuts the hard nut which is entangling you in this material existence.
Un garīgais skolotājs pārcērt šo cieši sasieto mezgu, kas ir jūsu sasējis.
He liberates you just like a man is liberated from the bondage of being tied up by rope.
Viņš atbrīvo jūs tieši tāpat, kā to atbrīvot cilvēks, kas ir sasiets ar striķiem.
Does that answer your question?
Vai tas atbild jūs jautājumu?
Another question. Let's see. Let's ask this Manaji.
Tiek teiks, ka dažādas dievības dažādi piedod apvainojumus. Un pamata jautājums ir tātad, vai principā tas ir pareizi, jo man šķiet, ka Dievs ir visu žēlstīgs un viņš ir visu žēlīgs un viņš ir virs visām gunām. The question is, it is said that different deities forgive committed offenses differently. So is it true? That's the first question. And because I believe that God is so merciful and God is above all these modes of material nature. So the question is it how to understand this idea that different deities differently forgive committed offenses?
Yes, actually, Krishna is unlimitedly merciful. In each and every deity form, Krishna is unlimitedly merciful. How can Krishna's mercy ever be limited? It is not possible that Krishna's mercy can ever be limited.
Tas nav iespējams, ka Krišna žēlstība jau kad varētu tapt ierobežot.
So his mercy is always unlimited in every form.
Tāpēc viņa žēlstība vienmēr ir neierobežot, jebkādā formā.
But in this form, Shri Shri Gornitai,
bet šajā formā, Shri Shri Gornitai formā,
it is especially unlimited.
Tā ir īpaši bezgalīga.
Hare Krishna. Next question.
Сейчас прочитали стих 9.27, а стихом до этого 9.26 Кришна говорит «Патрам, пушпам, халам, тэм». То есть предложи мне цветок, плод или немного воды с любовью, я это приму. А тут он говорит, ну, всю деятельность, все аскезы, все предлагание. То есть если человек, например, занимается какой-то греховной деятельностью, да, как он это с любовью может предложить, и как Кришна тогда это принимает? То есть и может ли он вообще это
принимать? Šajā pantā, ko mēs nu pat lasījām 27. Pantā, Krišņa saka, ka visu, ko tu dari, piedāvā man, bet iepriekšējā 26. Pantā, viņš saka, ka no sirds, ja kāds man no sirds piedāvā lapu, puķi, augli vai ūdeni, tad es to pieņem. Un jautājums ir, ja mēs veicam grēcīgas darbības, kāda mēs vispār ar mīlestību varam piedāvāt? Un kā viņš varēs to pieņemt? In this verse, Krishna says that offer me everything you do. But in the previous verse, Krishna says that offer me flower, fruit, and my with love. And my question: if one commits sinful activities, how one can offer with love something to Krishna, and then how Krishna accepts it.
Whoever has read, see, Krishna, this Bhagavad Gita is delivered in a certain order. There's one verse, another verse, it's delivered in a certain order, it's not random.
Bhagavad Gita, kā jūs redzat, ir sakārtot noteiktā kārtībā. Viens pāns, otrs pāns, tur nav tāds, tur ir noteikti secība.
So, someone who has come to chapter 9, text 27, that means they are following the previous instructions.
Tas, kurš nonāca līdz 9. nodaļas 27. pantam, nozīmē, ka viņš sekojas iepriekšējiem norādījumiem.
Do not take this verse out of context to the previous verses.
Neizņemiet šo pantu ārpus konteksta.
One who is following the previous verses, he follows this, he is perfectly situated.
Tas, kurš, ja cilvēks sako iepriekšējiem pantiem, tad viņš ir viss ar viņu kārtību.
That's why it's recommended to have a bona fide spiritual master.
Tāpēc ir ieteikts, ka cilvēkam ir jābūt garīgiem skolotājiem, viņam jābūt garīgais skolotājs.
That's why the Vedic wisdom says it's absolutely necessary to have a spiritual master.
Tāpēc Vedic gudrība saka, tas ir absolūti nepieciešams, lai būtu cilvēkam garīgais skolotājs.
Because then you can understand what does Krishna mean when he says whatever you do, whatever you eat, etc.
Un tad cilvēks var saprast, ko gan Krišna domā ar to, ka viņš saka, lai ko tu arī darītu.
Doesn't mean you go to McDonald's and say whatever you eat, offer to Krishna, no.
Tas nenozīmē, ka tad jūs ejat uz McDonald's un visu, ko jūs ēdat, jūs piedāvājat Krišnam.
You have to act in terms of the other verses also, not just this one verse out of context.
Jums ir jādarbojas saskaņā arī ar citiem pantiem, ne tikai ar šo vienu.
Do you think we can offer Krishna meat?
Jūs domājat, ka mēs varam Krišnam piedāvāt gaļu?
And he will accept it?
Un viņš to pieņems?
Because the previous verse he says, no, I won't take it.
Tāpēc iepriekšējā pantā viņš saka, nē, es to nepieņemšu.
This is what I want, and only this, you see.
Šo es vēlos, un tikai šo.
So therefore, when he says, whatever you eat, offer to me, it's understood it from the previous list.
Un tāpēc, tad viņš saka, lai ko tu arī neēstu piedāvāt to man, tas ir saskaņā ar iepriekšējo uzskaitījumu.
You understand? Yes.
Jautājums par divībām vēlreiz. Ja jau ir tā, ka šī gavarītāja nepieņem apvainojums, ja apvainojums nepieņem, tā pieņem tikai mīlestību, tad kāpēc gan mēs savās lūkšanās lūdzam piedot mums apvainojums. Question is about deities. If it is so that deities, Sri Sri Gaurantai deities don't accept our offenses and accept only love, then why do we chant please forgive us our offenses?
That is one of the items of your worship, begging for forgiveness.
Tā ir viena sastāvdaļa no jūsu lūkšanas, paklanīšanas, kalpošanas, worship.
That helps you to cultivate. You're saying they only accept our love and not our offenses. You're saying, I just heard it said, they accept our love but not our offenses.
Jūs teicāt, ka viņi pieņem tikai mūsu mīlestību, bet ne tos mūsu apvainojumus.
Trouble is, we have so many offenses.
Tā problēma ir, ka mums ir tik daudz šo apvainojumu.
So by praying like that, then you get rid of your offenses and you're able to offer more love and less offenses.
Tādā veidā lūdzoties, mēs tiekam vaļā no tiem apvainojumiem un mums ir iespēja piedāvāt arī vairāk un vairāk mīlestības.
Other questions?
Citi jautājumi.
What with God?
Have we ever been with God?
Yes. You have been with him. You were his personal associate.
Why
did we fall down in this material world?
Why?
Why did we fall down?
He tried to pull a coup. He got kicked out.
You
revolted against his authority.
Tad izskatās, ka tā ir kā samsāra, mēs bijām ar Dievu, tad mēs kritām, tad mēs atkal esam ar Dievu un atkal kritīsim.
How do you like this material world?
Kā jūs vadīju šī materiālā pasaule?
Enjoy it?
Jūs baudāt to?
You won't go back.
Tad nedodieties atpakaļ.
If you're attached to enjoying here, you won't go back.
Jūs esat pietieries baudīt šeit, jūs nenonāksiet atpakaļ.
But if you realize this is a place of misery and you go back, you won't want to come back here again.
Bet ja jūs sapratīsiet, ka šī ir ciešana vieta un atgriezīsies atpakaļ, jūs nekad vairs šeit nenonāksiet.
As long as you think this world is enjoyable, you won't want to go back there.
Tik ilgamai jūs domāsiet, ka šī pasaule ir baudīšanas vērta, jūs nevēlēsieties nemaz tur atgriezties.
You think it's very nice.
Jūs domāsiet, ļoti jauki šeit.
I have my girlfriend.
Man ir mana draudzene.
I have my sports car.
Man ir mana sporta automašīna.
I have my stereo set in my apartment.
Man ir mana stereo sistēma manā dzīvoklī.
And in the summer I go to the beach.
Dažkārt es vasarā es dodos uz pludmali.
And I have fun in my swimming around in my bathing suit.
Un es man ir prieks, ja es izbaudu to, ka es peldos.
If you find this material world to be an enjoyable place, you won't want to go back to God.
Jūs, nu, ja jums šķitīs, ka šī materiālā pasaule ir baudīšanas vērta, jūs nevēlēsieties atgriezties.
The only people who want to go back to God are those people who have realized this material world is a miserable place.
Vienīgi tie cilvēki, kas viņi saprot, viņi realizē, ka šī ir ciešana pilna vieta.
Compared to the happiness of spiritual life.
Salīdzinot ar to laimi, ko dod garīgā dzīve.
And those people who realize the happiness of spiritual life,
tie cilvēki, kas ir sapratuši, ka garīgās dzīves laime,
and go back to that transcendental kingdom,
un kas ir garīgās dzīves laime, un dodas atpakaļ uz šo pārpasaulīgo,
they won't want to come back here again.
Viņi vairs nevēlas atgriezties šeit atpakaļ.
A prisoner may think, oh, this jail cell is very nice.
Cietumnieks varētu domāt, oh, šī cietumkamera ir jauka.
But one who has gotten out of jail, he doesn't want to go back to jail.
Bet tikko viņš ir tiks ārā no cietuma, viņš nevēlas atgriezties cietumā.
Does that answer your question?
Vai tas atbildes jūsu jautājumu?
Where is guaranteed that when these people who want to go back to God, then they won't fall again in this
matter? No, they won't. What's the question?
Kur ir tā garantija, ka tie cilvēki, kas atgriezīsies atpakaļ, viņi vairs nekritīs? Where is that guarantee? Where is the proof that these people who return, they won't fail again?
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 16.
Bhagavad Gita, 8. nodaļa, 16. Pants.
Abrahmavana loka punararvartinarjana. Vam upechyata konteya punarjanmana vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, punarjanmana vidyate, he never takes birth again. It's guaranteed by God himself.
Kuntī dēls, visas materiālās pasaules planētas, no zemākās līdz pats augstākajai, ir ciešana un atkārtotas piedzimšanas vietas. Bet kas sasniedz manu mājvietu, tas nekad vairs nedzimst.
His guarantee is very solid.
Un viņa garantija ir ļoti...
It's better than any guarantee you can get from a shop here in Riga.
Un tā ir labāk par jebkuru garantiju, ko jūs varat saņemt šeit veikalos.
His guarantee is rock solid guarantee.
Viņa garantija ir tā kā klints stipra.
If you return to his abode, you won't come back here again.
Jūs atgriezties viņa mājvietā, jūs vairs nenāksiet šeit.
Because you'll have tasted the difference.
Tāpēc, ka jūs būsiet izbaudījis atšķirību.
And you'll know it's not worth it.
Un jūs zināsiet, ka tas nav to vērts.
To try to be an imitation God here in this material world. To try to be an imitation God in this material world.
Imitēt Dievu šeit šajā materiālajā pasaulē.
Why we wanted to do this revelation when we were with God? Kāpēc mēs gribējām taisīt to revolūciju, kad mēs bijām ar Dievu?
Jā, kāpēc mēs gribējām sacelties pret Dievu, kad mēs bijām garīgajā pasaulē? But why did we make this coup when we were there?
Well, there's a saying in English. Curiosity killed the cat. You were serving God in great happiness in the spiritual world. But you were thinking, Well, what if I was God? Maybe that would be more fun than being a servant of God.
Bet tad jūs sākāt domāt, hey, bet ja es būtu Dievs, tas vēl būtu vēl lielāks, prieks.
And you got really, curious, what would it be like if I was God?
Un jūs pārņēm zinkārī, kā tas būtu, ja es būtu Dievs?
If I considered myself to be the center of the universe.
Ja es varētu būt visuma centrs.
So God said, all right, I'll let you try it out. You can try to be the center of the universe and see how you like it. See if you can pull it off.
Yeah, tu vari pamēģināt būt visuma centrs un redzēt, vai tu vari, vai tu tas apmierināt.
So he gave you a world in which you can think that you are the center of existence.
Un viņš iedev jums pasauli, kurā jūs varat domāt, ka jūs esat eksistents.
The trouble is, everybody else here also thinks they're the center of existence.
Problēma ir tā, ka visi šeit domā, ka viņi ir visuma centrs.
Therefore we are fighting with each other all the time. I'm the center. No, I'm the center.
Tāpēc mēs cīnāmies viens ar otru par to, kurš ir centrs. Es esmu, ne, es.
So, the best thing is you go back.
Labākā lieta ir tam, ka labāk atgriezīties.
My dear sir, I will teach you how to go back.
Dārgais kungs, es jums iemācīšu, kā atgriezties.
Would you like to go?
Vai jūs gribētu?
You just go on the internet to www.backtohome, backtohome.com.
Iet internetā www.backtohome.com.
I have a free e-course on the internet.
Man ir bezmaksas interneta kurs.
And I will teach you how to get back to your original home in the spiritual world.
Un es jūs apmācīšu, kā nokļūt jūs sākotnējā mājvietā, garīgajā pasaulē.
Check it out.
Pamēģiniet.
I think you'll find it to be pretty cool.
Es domāju, ka jūs nonāksiet pie secinājuma, ka tas ir diezgan forši.
So, I wanted to thank everyone today for your wonderful participation in this program.
Es vēlos pateikties ikvienam par jūsu brīnišķīgo dalību šajā programmā.
Each and every one of you have made it more enlivening by your presence here.
Katrs no jums ir kļuvis daudz dzīvā, iedvesmotāks caur to, ka jūs esat bijis šeit.
So I want to thank each and every one of you.
Tāpēc es vēlos pateikties katram un ikvienam no jums.
So, before I begin distributing the prasadam again, we can chant.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now everyone can come forward. We'll do this quickly because the feast is now ready. But I'm going to distribute some prasad. Everyone, you can come and take prasad.